I presume everybody's here. It's coming. Okay, folks. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting today. Can everyone hear me clearly? Okay. Members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are either turned off or switched to silent. The proceedings of use of mobile phones for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except for the council's considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I would remind councillors of their obligations under the councillor's code of conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Okay, folks, you're all very welcome. Have we any apologies? Councillor Sharman. Councillor McMahon. Councillor. Councillor Carn. Born. It's behind you. Now, boys, the pantomime season doesn't start until January 7th. Councillor McMahon, who else?
Sharvin.
Councillor Sharvin. Is that it? Okay, any declarations of interest? None? Okay. The action sheet. The item 3, we go through it for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Any matters arising from the poser and seconder, first of all? Poser, Councillor Burgess, seconder, Councillor Byrne. Any issues, matters arising? No, move on. Item 4. Is the report on the establishment of the Minority Communities Financial Assistance Scheme, and Doreen's going to talk on that one.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, you'll see at section 1.1 that following a notice of motion which was passed at the 5th of June Council meeting, this item was referred to the Equality and Good Relations Reference Group for further consideration. So that group met on the 9th of November and considered the notice of motion as laid out in front of you. You will see that section 3 then, that the recommendation coming forward from the Good Relations Forum is that the council should allocate £12,500 in the rates process for a minority communities financial assistance scheme for projects and initiatives taking place next year. The breakdown of that amount is £10,000 for PUL community projects and initiatives and £2,500 for BME community projects and initiatives. The two specific themes are detailed for you in section 3.1. And the recommendation is that is considered then and included in the rate estimate process for 19-20. So happy to take any comments or questions.
Chair, thank you very much. And I'd like to welcome this paper. This was something that came out of Councillor Hannah's motion to Council earlier on in the year and was forwarded to the Good Relations Forum, which I sat on. And I want to take this opportunity to thank other councillors on the Good Relations Forum and having a good debate in relation to it and agreeing for this paper to come forward. As I said, I welcome it. It's a start. So it is that my tradition and other minorities is sort of been recognised here and that. So Furthermore, I would propose that we accept the officer's recommendations.
Okay, Councillor Walker, propose it. Councillor McMurtry, who's... Councillor Borges, sorry.
Yeah, Chair, I would second Councillor Walker's and support all that's been said, Chair. I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Councillor Borges. Councillor McMurray?
No, just happy to support it too. I'm grateful for Councillor Walker's words of, regarding the discussions that went on in the Good Relations Committee. And it's good to see it's a schemes-based project, or schemes-based funding stream for it. And at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned and the Alliance are concerned, it's all about creating structures that create shelter for people as opposed to casting shadows over people. So if this can be ensured, then we're happy to support and looking forward to seeing what comes of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Your Honour.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Sinn Féin will be opposing this here proposal before us this evening. As somebody who's been a member of the Good Relations Forum from it was first set up, it was always the opportunity for all the political parties in here to sit down and discuss any relevant issues that would be deemed as contentious. We used it in 2016 when there was a number of centenary celebrations. And through that forum, it was very successful in dealing with that issue. And I found it a very useful forum, not only in this council, but in the former Legacy Council as well. But one of those stipulations of this forum was that any proposal that comes before the council has the backing of all parties before that would happen. That isn't the case with this particular item. This has come before us before everybody has given their opinion or support or otherwise to it. What we find wrong with it, it's exclusive. It doesn't recognise all the Section 75 groups, minority groups that are out there. It's specific to the PUL and specific to the BME. Have we went out there and gauged particularly the BME communities in relation to this funding stream as to what is their requirements, what they request? This is simply, it looks like this has just been thrown on to the end of this proposal, and we couldn't accept that there, and we'll not be supporting this proposal.
Mr. Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just with the previous speakers, we'd be supporting this motion in front of us here today. We had many conversations at, I think it's across two meetings of the Equality and Good Relations Forum, of which I sit on. And just for the record, we do have exclusive thoughts in other areas in the Council, and I think it's important that we do show back into the PUL and the BME community, so our party would be fully supporting us.
Any further comments? Okay, we've got a proposal. Okay, well, as we don't have everybody in agreement, we'll have to put it to a vote. We have a proposal and seconder. Those in favour of the recommendation? Those in favour of the recommendation? Those against? Any abstentions?
Seven, four, two against, one abstention.
Motion's carried. Item 5 is the NIAO Improvement Audit Assessment Report. Johnny's going to take this one.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Members, the purpose of this report is to update you in relation to the completion of the audit and assessment of the Council's general duty of performance as set out in the Local Government Act, and that is undertaken by the Local Government Order, as you know. Glad to say, Chair, that the Order has certified the Council has discharged its duty and an audit certificate has been issued. What I would say in summary, Chair, is that the report is very positive and that all the proposals for improvement in previous years have either been designated as implemented or in the process of being implemented. And I'm glad to say that there are no new proposals being put forward by the Auditor for this year. What we have done in your papers is attached an action plan out outlining some of the priority areas that we as the council would like to progress in the coming year. Maybe just to pick out two. One is a performance management system, which we hope will be able to automate the whole collection, reporting of performance information, and particularly how we present that to members in council moving forward. The secondly is also focusing on training and capacity building for elected members. And maybe, Chair, just to note that NILGA is offering a regional session on performance management on the 20th of January in the new year in Antrim. So I suppose if anybody is interested, maybe feed that back through Democratic Services. The other thing, just to point out, Chair, maybe before I take any member comments, is that next year the audit will be much more detailed in that, yes, it will assess our requirements against the Act in that current year, but it will also judge whether we are likely in the future to comply with the legislation. So what that means is essentially looking back over previous years and taking a judgment call as to whether there's been incremental improvement and are we likely to see that in future years. Chair, so how about you take any comments or questions, and maybe just ask members to approve that report, please. Thank you.
Any comments?
Opposed, Chair.
Opposed, Councillor Ryan. Second. Sean. Okay, back to Johnny again for proposer and seconder. This is the draft.
Yes, Chair. I'm seeking the agreement of the committee to the draft performance improvement objectives for 19-20. Again, linked to our general duty as laid out in the Act, we are required every year to set performance improvement objectives and have a number of supporting actions and projects in relation to that. We have had to bring the timetable forward this year simply because of the local government elections and of PIRDA. So how that will look, Chair, in the timeline is that if members can agree to these draft objectives, we will go out for a 12-week period of consultation, and then once the new council is constituted, we will bring back those objectives with any amendments as arising from the consultation and seek the agreement of the new council to allow us, I suppose, to meet the deadline of publishing that on our website by the 30th of June next year. What I would say, Chair, is next year's performance improvement plan is really a holding document. We have rolled over the performance improvement objectives but updated the projects and the supporting actions so that they are relevant for next year. Why? Because the new corporate plan and indeed the review of the community plan, which will happen next year, will really shape what the performance improvement plan will look like in future years. So I suppose it's a bit of a tidying up exercise. Chair, again, I'm happy to take any comments or questions, but maybe the members could again to agree to those draft performance improvement objectives so we could go out for public consultation. Thank you.
Any comments or questions? Okay. Proposed, Councillor Ryan. Second it. Second it, Councillor Sharman. Okay. Item 7 is restricted. So this item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. I need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Proposed, Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor. So, just for the tape.
Thank you. Whilst in closed session, the following items were agreed. So, item 7, NIPSO complaint, was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Carr, to note the contents of the officer's report and authorise a consolidatory payment in the sum recommended by the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman relating to a complaint against Council for Maladministration. Item 8, NIPSO complaint, agreed in the proposal of Councillor Carr, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to note the contents of the officer's report and authorise a consolidatory payment in the sum recommended by the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman relating to a complaint against the Council for Maladministration. Item 9, provision of internal audit services business case, agreed in the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to approve the business case for provision of an internal audit service appended to the officer's report, and to choose option 2, to keep an internal audit function which is independent to Council for the incoming 4-year period and proceed to commence the procurement process. Item 10, Treasury Management Mid-Year Report 2018-19, agreed to note the Treasury Management Update Report for the Council as at the 30th of September 2018. Item 11, Proposed Replacement Bridge for Ghost Lane, Strangford, agreed in the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Ryan, to note the contents of the Officer's Report and approve the recommendations of paragraph 3.1, that Council seek permission of Rivers Agency and relevant landowners to install a bridge at estimated cost as detailed in the report using finances available from Council's access budget. Item 12, action sheet from the Strategic Projects Working Group meeting of the 6th of December 2018. It was agreed to note the contents of said action sheet. Item 13, industrial relations update. It was agreed to note the contents of the industrial relations update report. And item 14, redundancy. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to release an officer under statutory redundancy as detailed in the officer's report. Thank you.
Okay, folks, that's the last SPR meeting of 2018. I'd like to thank Darina, Liam and the staff for all their support throughout the year. And all that remains for me is to wish you all a very happy, peaceful Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And we'll see you at Bright and Breezy in 2019.